Hi Filippo, and welcome back to Metalsock Finland. Hi. Today I'm here with Krampus lead vocalist Filippo. And I remember I interviewed you 3 years ago. So a lot has happened since then. But please tell me, how are you doing today?
Well, thank you for the interview. Hello everybody. Actually, we're doing pretty well, I'd say. A couple of things happened during the last time we talk, but everything's is fine.
Okay. In fact, I think that before we go further, let's stay in the past just to give a short summary of these years. Your debut full-length album, Survival of the Fittest, came out in August 2012. And shortly after the release, you headed to your very first European tour with Wintersun and Korpiklaani. So, what are your best memories of these two debuts events?
Well, let's say that recording our first full length was a very joyful experience because we had a lot of fun. It was the first time we were actually recording a real album, so it's been a huge effort, especially because we tried to do a step further in quality and songwriting and recordings. So it was our first try. After all, if I have to look back at those times, we were really still too young, and we could have done it better, song-wise, production-wise. There was a lot of things that we didn't like, but it's part of the game. You learn as you go.
Yeah, sure. Every day, I mean, in every situation, you learn. Every day something new, so it's useless to ask what would you do now in a different way, because it's done and it's there, and the next ones you will do in another way. So therefore, I'm not asking you this question.
after all, I think that if you are improving, especially at least as a musician, but in all professions, whenever you look back at what you've done, you're never satisfied, because otherwise you will just stick in the same place. Yes. I mean, it's part of the game to look back and see what you could have done better. So, as you said, it's just part of the game.
Yeah, that's true. And listen, you are playing officially, when we are reading your bios, modern folk metal, but listening to your sound, I think you're continuously adding their different flavors, expanding your ways of express yourselves. So please tell me more about it. I mean, about your sources and the way you are evolving all the time.
Well, to be honest, as you said, that definition isn't that correct, especially because I am the main songwriter, so I mainly write pretty much the most of the songs, and I have a problem with sticking with the same thing over and over. Even sticking to one genre into an album is an effort for me, because I listen to so many things and I have so many things that I like that I want to try, that I always try to keep it various, and I think this is some kind of a problem. I have some kind of an issue, because I need to try pretty much everything I like, and I like too many things. That's my main problem.
You are like a young kid, curious for trying.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing at all.
It depends.
It depends.
Because
the
problem usually is that fans want you to do the thing that they learn to love.
Okay.
I mean, they learned about you with something, and they expect you to do the same thing. But that's, I think, a common problem with all the bands that try to experiment different things.
Yeah.
You start with something, and then you have the need, because actually it's a need to try something different, to challenge yourself or to express yourself in a different way. The problem is that sometimes people struggle a bit to understand what you're doing, especially if you change a lot like we did.
Yeah, I guess I know what you're talking about. And then my next two questions is sort of also the philosophy of your band, because there are not so many bands around who post an official declaration to their website, but you did it. I mean, you has it. So what can you tell me more about it?
Well, actually, we always thought that music isn't just enjoyment and fun. I mean, it's also, after all, it's a way of communicating with people. So you can do it two ways. You can just have fun and play music you like, have people like it as well, or you can use it as a way of communicating. That's what we always wanted to do, because I think we have a strong power, like all the bands. You are talking with, after all, you are communicating with a lot of people, with the music, with the lyrics. So why waste this opportunity saying something meaningless? We always wanted to say something with our songs. So in Survival of the Fittest, we had a lot of environmental lyrics. On the new song, we are checking more the in-depth of people and feelings. I mean, it's a way for us of on doing our little tiny part for the world, after all. Because we think that when someone listens to our songs, there should be something we're giving to them. And beside the enjoyment of music and emotions and all the things, we try to say something and help some way. That's what we're aiming at.
In fact, my second question in this topic was about your lyrics, that they comes with an important message, as you already mentioned, about humanity and so on.
Yeah, we started with thinking big, because when we started thinking about the lyrical themes of Survival of the Fittest, we wanted to make people more pay more attention to things that we cared about, like environment and social issues. And we were pretty satisfied with the result, after all, because there have been a lot of people that talk with us after the gigs regarding our lyrics and regarding their opinions on how things were going around the world. With the new stuff, I was trying, and I'm still trying, because it's gonna be part of the theme of the new album, to look a bit more into the feelings of people. Because I think, I mean, in my experience, I always had music as a way of helping myself, a way of finding some help when the things were going really bad, because of the emotion that especially metal music can give, because there are raw emotion that can go directly into your heart, and also with the lyrics. So I was like, let's try to help people. If I can help even a few people to just feel better reading what I say, I'm okay. I mean, I did my job well.
The message came through.
I agree. I think that a song should leave you something beside the emotion you felt while you were listening to. I mean, if it's something like, I don't know, my dream would be that when people read or listen to our songs, they could take a minute to sit down and think about what I said, because that's how I especially on the late songs, that's how I imagine them. Like it's like me talking to them. Let's talk like friends. I mean, I sing for people that have problems, because I had my problems, and I tried to give my tiny experience and my small help to do something for them. So it's like talking with a friend, you know, when you have a friend and you say, I'm here to talk if you need to. That's what I'm trying to say to the fans.
And maybe
We are
then,
here, we can talk.
And maybe then after the shows, they will come and give their reply to you. I mean,
I mean,
that kind of.
I totally agree, and it happened, and it's very satisfying for a musician when you have your fan that reach your message and talk with you about that. That's something we always appreciated, to have people that talk with us about our lyrics, because then we are communicating, then we are using properly this way of communicating that music is.
Great, great. Listen, last year, July, you released the cartoon style video Butterflies on Fire, which was illustrated by Matteo Falchini. What can you tell me about this choice and why this cartoon style, which is very cool? I mean, I've seen it, especially today when I was listening to your music more. So it was very cool. So tell me about it, the idea behind it.
Well, basically, it came because we had two good things. I thought I had a meaningful lyric, because actually Butterflies on Fire is so far my favorite song, and where the song where I put more effort in. I wrote that song for a friend because she was in a bad moment, and I wanted to talk with her, and I did it in the way I know how to do it. And we also had the luck to know this great, great, great cartoon illustrator that Matteo is. So we joined the forces to deliver the message in the most efficient way, because I think that the cartoon, because it relies on this, how could I say, it's a bit like, I mean, cartoons are things from when you were a kid, so it's easier to relate to it. And I think that also this teenage looking thing could set the theme of the whole song, because after all, it's a song about those things you think about when you're a teenager, and sometimes you just think, yeah, it's just bullshit that I'm thinking about because I'm young, but that's not true.
No,
after
no,
all.
Because they are very true feelings, true problems at that age.
Yeah, but that's something that can follow you, and if those problems follows you while you grow up, then they grow bigger with you. It's something we wanted to elaborate.
Yeah, that's true. And then September, you released new single Mistakes. So that evidently is talking about mistakes we are doing.
Yeah, it's more about like how we live our life. Because I mean, when I was writing the song, I was thinking about that bad habit that I have, that is looking behind my back while I live, instead of living the present and trying to get the best out of it, looking on what happened and what I'm bringing, the bad things I'm bringing along, and that's a bad habit that nobody should keep doing. So that was what the song was about walking forward while looking backwards, and that was the theme, and that is the main mistake you could do, because you're actually wasting your time, because you live in the past. Things happen now, not yesterday.
Yeah,
so you should live now and live with what you have now.
Towards tomorrow, yes. Living it in my life, learning every day, to looking always forward. Because each of us, we have our mistakes and things that you would like to, that you are following you, unless you let them go, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was what the song was about.
Yeah, great. Great. Listen, then I know that this I should ask from Matteo Sisti, but as he isn't here, so I ask you, so how you saw this situation, that last year November, Ellu Veiti parted ways with Patrick, and they I know that you are very good friends, Krampus and Ellu Veiti, and they contacted you and asked about Matteo to step in for their European tour just a short time before the tour started. But how he saw this situation and how it went?
Well, more or less, it was. It went in kind of an easy way. They had this need. They needed a replacement for Pada.
Yeah.
And Matteo was available because we had nothing planned for the near future. So we were very happy to being able to help them, especially because they helped us so many times that we were so happy that finally we can give back the favor.
Yeah.
And as you said, there was very little time, but thankfully our flute player is some kind of a monster. He learned the whole set list in no time. I don't really know how the hell he managed to learn so many songs so fast. But it's like that even with us. When we go to the studio, 2 weeks before we enter the studio, he knows nothing about the songs, and we blame him. And then he joins the studio and knows everything perfect. That it's always a surprise.
Okay.
But we know how he is.
That's his secret. But it is so. You know, doing this job, I mean, to step in for somebody and knowing that you have only short time, so it keeps you also stress. But evidently,
it's not a stressful person.
Okay.
It's just, let's do it. And
okay,
I'm very happy for him, because I know that he always loved Ellu Veiti, and it was a big success for him to play with them. So I'm very, very happy that he had this chance.
Me too. And then I know that at the end of January you shared the stage with Eluveitie in Lugano. So how was the show?
Actually, it was pretty funny because it was in a circus tent.
Oh.
It was the first time we played in a circus tent. Yeah,
oh,
so it was
good.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very, very interesting. If I remember correctly, it's a roaming festival that it's both in Switzerland and Germany, and they do it in this big tent. And there are also the funny thing was that in the same kind of festival they had something like Switzerland Got Talent, X Factor.
Okay.
That was super funny. A bit stressful for Matteo since he had to play like 2 hours consecutively.
But he did it. Oh, great.
Yeah, he did.
But he's
such a professional musician that it wasn't really an issue for him.
Yeah, but I think you all are. I mean, you're doing pretty good job. And talking about Eluveitie, maybe you plan to have some more cooperation with your friends.
Well, we're all musicians. It's always a pleasure to do everything with fellow friends and colleagues. So everything that happens is good for us. Maybe a tour together.
I don't know.
It might be a possibility, but it's not on us.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But
if it will happen, we will be happy for sure.
Okay.
I mean, they're a great band and probably the most successful band in this genre. Even if we are a bit on another direction music-wise,
yes.
I mean, it's still the best band in the folk metal genre.
Yeah.
So it will be a pleasure for sure to tour with them.
But what could
especially
be,
because we are friends.
Yes, that's for sure. But what could be for now, let's say, a band that you would like to tour with?
Well, if you ask this question to every single member of the band, you will probably get 7 different replies.
Okay, so, but now I'm asking you.
I would probably get killed for my reply, but if I could decide a band I would like to tour with, it would probably be a non-metal band like 30 Seconds to Mars or Linkin Park, because they are such huge professionals, and I love their music because I really like them. Probably the rest of the band will probably kill me because of this, but whatever.
We don't tell them. Hush.
You will.
Oh, great. Listen, so with this question, we have come to a present. Okay. I know that So Little Things has been unveiled about your next plans and futures. You mentioned me about the new album, so let's start with that one. So what can you tell me more about it?
Well, if everything goes as planned, we hope to start recording between half of March and early April.
Okay.
And more or less, it's not going to be a very long album, but I think there are a couple of interesting songs. I mean, I'm happy with what we are working at, especially because we never stop trying different things and surprising people in a good or bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
it's always
a surprise when we publish a song, because we never know if it's gonna kill our career or help us.
Yeah, but if you don't try, then when you will be old, you said that, damn, why didn't we?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that I don't see musicians as people that should please their fan.
Mm.
I think musicians are people that should give to their fans something. Then it's up to them to judge.
Yes.
Because I read a lot of comments about why you're changing your style, why you're not doing folk metal anymore, why you're doing this, why you're doing that. Damn, the only real and honest reply I could give is because I feel like.
That's
what it's all about. I mean, music is about inspiration, and if this is what comes out, what can I do?
Yes, not like on me. Artist.
Yeah, I think that our style is kind of recognizable, especially because I think we have something that keep the line, even if we are switching between genres and trying different things. and trying even things that we shouldn't try. We mixed a lot of metalcore with folk metal. That is like mixing the ice cream with pasta. You're not supposed to do that, but we try.
Pasta,
I mean,
ice
we like
cream.
It. It works.
That's nice. I like it. But listen, and what about next shows, tours?
For now, there's nothing planned, especially because we're looking to find a new label. So everything could happen.
Okay.
We are just trying to do what we can do on our side and see what happens next.
Okay.
We're at this stage now.
We can launch here the label hunt. That Krampus is looking for a good label.
Yes.
Great, great. Something else that you would like to tell me, because about the future, there you haven't unveiled much about it in written.
Yeah. The problem was that actually not a problem. It's just what happened. We've been through a lot of deep thinking inside the band, because I had some kind of a creative struggle, because when I started to try different things, I got caught into the creative madness, and I started to try literally everything, and I was going a bit crazy, so the rest of the band had to stop me and give me some kind of
calm
limits.
Down, hold your horses.
Yeah, I was going reckless, really. I was going totally crazy, so that's why we tried a lot of things. And that's why we haven't unveiled that much, because we didn't know what to unveil, because there was so much going on behind that you never know that what you think now is gonna stick for a month or even a week. Yeah, but after all, we find a common line that will be will result in the new album.
Okay, great. So anyhow, I'm looking forward to the announcement about your entering the studio. So
yeah, we will do it in the next couple of weeks, I guess.
Okay.
It's gonna surprise, I guess, because I tried a lot of things this time. I tried a lot of uncommon things, especially if you're known as a folk metal band.
Yeah.
I really pushed the limits even further. The only thing that made me feel a bit sad was the fact that every time we released a new song, everybody was supposing that we were going to make the same genre.
Yeah,
that song.
Yeah.
This is a public announcement. We're not doing a fucking genre.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough, I'd say, because you are the creators.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Trying just to stick to be honest.
Yeah.
We're trying. If you like. We hope you like it, but we're trying.
Yeah, I think that, listening to music from album is one thing, but seeing the band on stage, I get the whole atmosphere, the whole
idea.
Yeah,
because
of
one
the
thing is listening to them,
yes.
The other one is feeling it.
Yes, living it.
Exactly.
The yeah. Good, good, good. So I'm looking forward. We are now in our last question, and the word is yours. How would you like to close this interview and say to all the folk, not folk metal, as I was trying to stick the old tradition, all the music lovers out there?
Well, I think I could give an advice that will work on our side, but that could work for everything, more or less. Don't stick to something.
Okay.
Try different things. Don't always. Don't judge things just on the past. I mean, don't look at things because I don't. I mean, if you like something and you don't like something, it's not sure that you're gonna feel the same for your whole life. So try new things. Try even things that you do not like, because maybe you just don't know them good enough.
Yeah, and
I can make an example. One of my favorite bands, actually was one of the bands I hated the most. I really disliked them back in the days when I first heard them. Now they're my favorite band.
Okay.
You never know. When you look deeper into things, you see them in a different way.
Yeah, and you mentioned one word which is important. Don't judge.
Yeah, but I think that the problem is not judging, because I mean, we are human beings. We can't avoid judgment, because that's part that what kept us alive back in the day is judging what was dangerous between what was dangerous, what was not.
Yeah.
Judging is part of human nature. The only thing that I think is that you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't have prejudice. Judgment is cool. It's okay, but do it with a clear mind. Do it with a clear ear. Try to not expect anything before judging, because otherwise your judgment will always be bad if you do not get what you were expecting.
Yeah.
Just see what happens and then judge.
Okay, and we will see what happens. Filippo.
I
And
hope so.
now, yes, we will. And now, if you like to say something in Italian, your mother tongue, allora la parola è tua, in italiano.
Beh, che dire, intanto grazie per l'intervista
Grazie
e grazie anche ai fan italiani che alla fine sono stati quelli che ci hanno fatto partire, perché è da qui che abbiamo cominciato quindi grazie agli italiani siamo arrivati un po' dove siamo arrivati,
a te.
perché sono da
Perfetto,
loro che è
grazie.
partito tutto.
Allora aspettiamo, vi aspettiamo di vedere sul palco, sui palchi italiani, presto possibile. And I thank you also in English, Filippo, for this.
Yeah, I'd also thank all the fans in English because if we
Yes.
started from Italy, we
Yes.
kept going around Europe and it was just because of the fans. And
Yes.
thanks to everyone, to all our fans, and also to the haters, because sometimes it's good to have somebody make you
Yeah.
think about what the hell you're doing.
That's cool. Filippo, I thank you very much. Have a very, very nice and interesting spring ahead of you, and keep me updated. Okay?
Sure will. Thank you very
Okay,
much.
thanks a lot. Bye-bye.